You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you with us. 3 minutes after the top of the hour as we just get rocking and rolling on a chilly Tuesday in the DMV. Chilly Tuesday. I had the snow hat on because I had to bump around and get some gas, get in and out of the car a couple of times. Woo! It was chilly. I guess that's what early to mid-December brings us. In the nation's capital. Hopefully a little bit warmer wherever you might be listening, because as you know, you can listen anywhere you want on the Odyssey app, on iHeartRadio, in honor of Grant Paulson, and tune in as well. Good to have you aboard. Cowboy B is on the other side of the glass, showing up for a second consecutive day after breaking his leg, getting off the bandwagon once again on Thursday night. AMAC is always here. We can count on AMAC to be here pretty much. Well, not always, but a lot of the time. I mean, we all have to take days off occasionally for life. But AMAC is here, and for a second consecutive day on this Giants Commanders week, which I know all of you are frothing at the mouth for. Just cannot wait until 1 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday. I mean, man! Do we have to watch that game? Really? Like, seriously? I love going to MetLife Stadium. The food in the press box is amazing. I said no thanks this year. No thanks. A, my blood sugar probably appreciates it. B, I'm not driving 4 hours each way. If not more.
To a cold environment, too. It's going to be cold.
Well, I mean, I'd be in the nice, cozy, warm press box there, Mac.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I don't mess
You're
around
not
with
regular pedestrians.
I don't mess around with the unwashed masses.
Unwashed masses is insane.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you Giants fans.
Psh. Oh, you think there are Giants fans going to the games?
That's a good point. Is anybody going to go to that game?
I don't know. Nowadays, they're usually taken, the stadium's usually taken over by visiting fans. So.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not like the Commanders fans have anything really to get all hyped about.
Yeah. Yeah. You will be, and if you were to go, you would be in the presence of a peppered mixture of both fan bases.
The only thing worse is if the NFL somehow, in one of their multiple windows of unopposed television, decided to put this game on at like 9:30 in the morning, you know, on Sunday. Well, that would be the only thing worse. Or on Thursday night, like if this was a Thursday night game or a Monday night game that didn't get flexed out. That would be the only thing worse. Absolutely dreadful. Kind of like the offense last night in the Monday night game. Ugh. We'll get to that in a sec. But we do have breaking NFL news. Just before the show started. Philip Rivers. Oh, cry me a river. Is coming back, baby. However, it's with the caveat of the practice squad. Now, there could be multiple reasons for this. Philip Rivers is signing with the Indianapolis Colts and coming out of retirement. However, as has been reported by Steve Wyche and others, I think Mark Maskey also had the same report, if Philip Rivers goes on the active roster for the Indianapolis Colts, then his five-year window for the Hall of Fame recalibrates, restarts. Whereas right now he's a semifinalist, and I think Philip Rivers is a Hall of Famer. I don't know if he's going to get in this year, but I think Philip Rivers deserves to get in to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And, like, you might say, well, what? No big deal. Just wait another 5 years. You're not paying attention. Life doesn't always give you 5 years. Crap happens, right? So he's signing to the practice squad of the Indianapolis Colts to get in the building, to start practicing, to see where he's at, to start learning the system, to be around. He doesn't hurt, ultimately, his chances to get into the Hall of Fame right now. He could play if Riley Leonard can't play. They're already down Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson. They have Brett Rypien, right? Like Mark's nephew or whatever. They have nobody else in the building. The Indianapolis Colts have screwed this up 17 ways to Sunday. My guy Danny Ruye, who I just bumped into, back from Minneapolis, often says if you get to the third quarterback, you're screwed anyway, it doesn't matter. I love Danny. He's completely wrong. Teams have proven over and over and over and over and over again, including the 2020 Commanders and the 2022 49ers, that you could be on quarterback 3, quarterback 4, the 2023 Browns, quarterback 5, quarterback 4, whatever, and still make the playoffs and still be a good team. There's been plenty of examples of that. But the notion that the Indianapolis Colts went forward before this injury to Daniel Jones, when he had a cracked fibula, by the way, which led to his torn Achilles, with Daniel Jones on the active roster, Riley Leonard on the active roster, and Brett Rypien on the practice squad, only three quarterbacks in the building, with one hurt, and then Anthony Richardson out forever, because Anthony Richardson can't stop getting injured, and also, quite honestly, is not dedicated to his craft. The notion that the Indianapolis Colts manage their roster correctly and a veteran GM like Chris Ballard, who's kind of, sort of, in a make-or-break type situation, got this right? Mm-mm. No way. No chance. This is not exactly as stubborn, as ridiculous, as dumb, as stupid, as insane, as inane as the 2018 Redskins were. No. The 2018 Redskins decided, Alex Smith's injury history, not a big deal. Colt McCoy, who's always injured, not a big deal. We're only going to have two quarterbacks in the entire building. That's right. Not two active quarterbacks on the 53-man roster and one on the practice squad. No. We're not going to have any other quarterbacks in the building at all, period, at any point. It was the single dumbest roster management decision by Bruce Allen ever in the history of the NFL. Ever. I challenge you to find me one that was dumber than that. And they got exposed like the idiots that they were. You all remember that, right? So now, the Indianapolis Colts, while they did have a third quarterback in the building, one on the practice squad, two on the active, when Daniel Jones gets a cracked fibula, how do you not sign another quarterback? Hey, man, this guy might get hurt. This guy's got a history of injury. Oh, what do you know? He tears his ACL. I mean, his Achilles. Oh, what do you know? Shocking. Wait a second. Let's go out and get 44-year-old Philip Rivers, who's got to decide whether he wants to be on the practice squad to retain his HOF eligibility, whether he's even ready, whether he's capable of playing. He's 5 years, played in 5 years. Whether he can take a shot, whether he can bootleg, whether he can drop. Again, the Indianapolis Colts were not as dumb as the 2018 Redskins. That was the single dumbest roster management decision. And I love Jay Gruden, but Jay Gruden's got to take blame in that, too. I blame more Bruce Allen because Bruce Allen was a complete nincompoop and had no clue what he was doing. But the Indianapolis Colts management of this system, of this decision, of this process is not as bad as the 2018 Redskins, but it's pretty damn close. I mean, it's at least in the neighborhood. It's like driving around the neighborhood, surveying the landscape, looking for a house close to the 2018 Redskins. The 2018 Redskins, the dumbest roster management decision process of all time. Of all time. Of all time. The Patriots came close a couple of years ago under Belichick, in which they only had one active quarterback on their roster at the 53-man cutdown. They cut everybody, Bailey Zappe, Malik Cunningham, what have you. They got a guy or two back on the practice squad. But that was dumb, too. Dumb, 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 dumb. But the Colts, while not as dumb as the Redskins, and while not ultimately as dumb as that very quick sequence in New England that I was just referring to, the Colts manage this horribly. Horribly. Every NFL team needs three quarterbacks on the active roster and needs a fourth in the building. Why? You can't walk in off the street, out of the parking lot, in shorts, and just take over a huddle. You can't do it. You can't do it. It's not doable at any sort of quality level. And yet, the Colts are going to get away with this, I guess, because they're going to put him on the practice squad. But I gotta be honest with you, would he be on the practice squad if he didn't have the Hall of Fame eligibility issue, if he wasn't 44 years old, if he wasn't out of the NFL for 4+ years already? Right? I mean, what are we talking about, guys? Do you see the idiocy in this? And there's nothing to say that Philip Rivers doesn't play sooner than later. Riley Leonard's banged up. He's listed week to week. Daniel Jones, we know, is gone. Anthony Richardson's still on IR, out all year. Can't stop getting injured. And when he's not injured, he's not smart, quite honestly. Not a good football player either. Not a good quarterback at all. Waste of a fourth overall pick. Speaking of the fourth overall pick. Commanders. Commanders are getting there. Commanders are getting there. Right? They're six right now. Another loss this week. They could get to that magic number. Well, maybe the magic number is one. I don't. We'll see. In a year where there's not a lot of great quarterbacks coming out, and not as many people are going to be trying to pay a fortune. Either way. So your thoughts on 44-year-old Philip Rivers coming out of retirement. 4+ years in retirement. Practice squad. Schefter says they have to see how he feels on in practice on Wednesday and Thursday. You know, again, I don't know how much the Hall of Fame thing is in consideration here, but I mean, it was a storyline. It's part of the storyline. Either way, this is roster management, remedial roster management. It's like the remedial math class I had to take because I didn't give a bleep about math when I went to Buffalo State College 30 years ago. I had to take like math 099, and I failed it because I didn't give a crap about that either. This is roster management, remedial roster management, 099, not even 101, not even 100. This is just dumb. It's stupid. I challenge anybody to tell me it's smart, it's good, it's well thought out, it's dumb. Dumb. Yes, I know more than NFL executives, and I don't mind telling that to you. I don't mind sharing that with you. You all think you got the coaching thing figured out? Good for you. I've got roster management figured out. I would never be this dumb. I would never be as dumb as the 2018 Redskins, or even the Patriots a couple years ago for one day. I would never be that dumb, ever. Dumb, 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 dumb. And they deserve every bad thing that could happen to them. Everything. They deserve complete implosion. Now, speaking of imploding, the Philadelphia Eagles are imploding. Here we go again. Chargers, 22-19 in overtime last night, in case you didn't stay up late. I did, unfortunately. Jalen Hurts, stick a fork in him. A.J. Brown, keep flapping your gums, buddy. Keep reading your books. Keep posting on Instagram. Keep thinking you're Jerry Rice. The Eagles lose again. They're now 8-5. It's 3 losses in a row for the Birds. Go Birds, as they say in Philadelphia. How about go to hell? Or that's what they're in. Football hell right now. Still 8-5, but, you know, you get the point. Chargers 9-4, more on this game when we return. Just getting rocking and rolling here on a feisty already Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, I'm mad about the Colts signing Philip Rivers. Yeah, I'm mad about the Colts being idiots and mismanaging their roster. Yes, I'm mad. Oh, and I'm mad that I was forced to watch that game last night because it sucked, even though it was close. Poorly played game in every way. And we're going to talk a lot about Notre Dame getting screwed. Or maybe not. Coming up later on in the show on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio. And tune in.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hurts. Intercepted, and now the ball's out, and Hurts ends up with a ball in his hands. He fumbles. Chargers ball.
What an absolute atrocity that game was last night. You could call it great defense all you want. That was two lousy offenses. I'm sorry. There were a couple of plays here and there. Two absolutely lousy offenses. That wasn't great defense. That was lousy offense. I've watched enough football in my life to know. We welcome you back on a Tuesday afternoon, midway through hour number one, 25 minutes after the hour. AMAC, Ty Guy is trying to negotiate to come on the radio. First of all, he's upset at you for not coming in here to say hello to him.
Oh, man.
I got to
correct that.
Yeah. Secondly, he wants to tell you that Washington is great.
I think that's you embellishing.
Oh, I hear, okay.
You hear him?
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said, yeah, Pops. And I said, what are you doing at work, buddy? And he goes, eating lunch. I'm like, eating lunch? Like, when that's the hardest part of your day. He is wearing a Tom Wilson shirt. Do you know who Tom Wilson is?
Yeah, hockey. Let's do that hockey.
Let's hockey.
Come on now.
Yeah, let's do that hockey.
Hell yeah.
All right. Tommy Wilson to the rescue. But that game was absolutely atrocious. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I really am not. That game was atrocious. That game was a horrible watch. I had to spend most of my night watching it, and it was terrible. It was not well played in any way, shape, or form. And I don't care what anybody wants to say about great defense. Get lost. Bad offense on both sides. There was one good offensive series per team. Saquon Barkley ripping off a 52-yard run with a hold. Perhaps. And Amarian Hampton finishing off the first drive for the Chargers, who went right down the field and got like a 60-yard screen to Kamari Vital on the first series. That's it. The rest of the game sucked. Horrible. Dreadful. Awful. In every way. Not good. Not a good expose for the NFL. I know everybody loves to just talk about the NFL and ratings and all the buzz and all the interest and all the nonsense. So many of these primetime games are good. Let me back up. A few of these primetime games are good. Most of them, by and large, are awful. They are poorly played. Yes, sometimes the defense dictates. I think that's kind of sort of what happened. Houston, Kansas City. That was more of that, I think. But that, make no mistake about it, bad offenses too on both sides. Last night, sure, you give some credit to the defenses. How many drop passes were there? How many batted passes were there that wound up as interceptions? I mean, A.J. Brown can't catch a freaking cold. And all he wants to do is hop on Instagram and make fun of people and tell people how much they suck. I mean, just dreadful watching that. A bad product. And all of these football sycophant homeboys, fanboys out there that just lap it up and tell you how great the NFL is. People, wake up. The product is bad more often than it's good. Just because something is close doesn't mean it's good. Just because a game went into overtime doesn't mean it's well played. I know the difference. There's times where you get a classic 13-10, 16-13, 14-10, whatever type of game where it's just two ferocious defenses going at it. But the operation is clean, right? Teams might struggle to move the football, but they're not turning the ball over. They're not making stupid decisions. They're not dropping passes left and right. They're not making terrible, terrible decisions. That's what happened last night to the Eagles and the Chargers, by the way. They just got away with it. They just got away with it. I mean, I don't know. The Eagles are 8-5. They've lost three in a row. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Tie guy. Come on, man.
Tie guy. Tie guy knows up, fly, man. Eagles fly.
Yeah.
He knows his dad drinks out of an Eagles coffee mug.
Yeah, you got an Eagles jersey, right?
That's one of your... I don't have an Eagles jersey. I have an Eagles coffee mug.
That's like one of your seven teams?
Yeah. Yeah, one of my 17 favorite teams.
Yeah.
Exactly. I also have a Las Vegas coffee mug, which I don't get credit for. You know why?
Why?
Because A, Las Vegas is a great city. B... Yes, yes. Tyler was born. That's
in
his
Vegas?
Hometown.
Oh, wow. You said that's what I do?
He's funny. He's just adding commentary as we go along here. Yeah, he tells me it's my hometown. He spent 4 days there.
My hometown.
He spent 4 days there.
That's all he needs.
I gotta take him back to Las Vegas, being that he's coming up on his 25th birthday next summer. Anyway, but I also have a Barcelona coffee mug. I have I have a Hulk Hogan coffee mug from Hogan's Beach Shop, including the late Hulk Hogan. I have all sorts of things. So just because I have an Eagles or a Jets coffee mug does not make me an Eagles or a Jets fan. It just represents what I'm feeling that day and what I'm thinking about that day. Although you notice I do not have a Giants coffee mug because I'm not a Giants fan.
That we know of.
I'm not a Giants fan.
Sure.
All right. So that's the opening salvos, if you will, on this Tuesday. We are going to get into the Commanders as we come up here, and then we're going to get into the Notre Dame fallout and the mess that is. And then I want to talk about the winter meetings in baseball, probably in the 3 o'clock hour, because there's some big moves going on there, and the Nationals made a big trade over the weekend. We'll cover it all for you right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Let's go with a trending alert, and then we will get to your calls at 301-230-0980. Yeah, indeed. As we mentioned at the top of the show, Philip Rivers is coming out of retirement to sign with the Indianapolis Colts, but to join their practice squad. So that, for now, does not affect his Hall of Fame eligibility, in which he is currently a semifinalist. And if he were to make the active roster and join the active roster, he would have to reset the 5-year wait clock for that. We will see. Riley Leonard right now considered week to week for the Colts as they move forward after Daniel Jones was lost for this season. Last night, the Monday night game, as we mentioned, going the way of the Chargers, 22-19 in overtime, third straight loss for the Philadelphia Eagles, who have to get it back on track and get it back on track quickly. Speaking of Philadelphia baseball, Kyle Schwarber staying in Philadelphia after a 56 home run season last year, the former National, 5 years, $150 million, according to ESPN, for the National League's home run leader and a perennial MVP candidate. Schwarb has turned down a big offer from the Pittsburgh Pirates, as well spurned an offer from his hometown team, the Cincinnati Reds, and even the Baltimore Orioles to re-sign with the Philadelphia Phillies. Edwin Diaz is leaving the New York Mets after opting out of his deal and signing a 3-year deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers, the defending World Series champions. 3 years, $69 million for the former Mets closer. And that is what's trending.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Good to have you with us on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. I've got a bunch of Twitter people yelling at me about a column that I posted from Larry Brown Sports about Ben Johnson butchering the end of that game the other day in Lambeau Field, reminding me that the Bears are 9-4 and have the fifth best offense with Caleb Williams as quarterback. Yay! That's not the criticism. I'm not criticizing Ben Johnson and saying he's not doing a good job overall. He is. Did a terrible job in the last 2 minutes of that game. Terrible. Awful. Blew it. Awful. That's what I was criticizing. But as usual, the context of comments get lost when you just want to make a point, when you just want to yell and scream. I got it. I do the same sometimes too. I do. but the bottom line is, I was right. I was right, as I usually am. I was right. All right, so let's... one thing I wanted to get to. Did you see Cooper DeJean last night? Yeah. That Cooper DeJean. The guy that was drafted number 40 overall by the Philadelphia Eagles after they traded with the Washington Commanders 2 years ago or two drafts ago. Remember that Cooper DeJean from Iowa? Cornerback slash safety. Had a serious knee injury. Was coming back. Cooper DeJean, all over the place. He's obviously had a great Super Bowl. He's had a very good start to his career. Who knows if it'll continue. Part of that Philadelphia defense. Now, listen, if you just look at the box score, you're not going to say, whoa, but he was all over the place last night. Right? All over the place. Especially early on. And so I was perusing on Twitter, and my boss, our boss, CK, was just throwing darts, just throwing daggers last night. So here's what he said. I'm trying to pull it up here. Where is it? Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to do a search for it. I can't pull it up on my timeline. I'm going to have to do a search for him and pull it up here this way. All right, here's what it said. And you can send love notes at Chris Kinard. And he said, Cooper DeJean was selected by the Eagles in the second round of the NFL draft. So I guess it's possible to draft players in that round who not only play, but are actually really good. Ooh, that's a dagger. That's a dagger from the boss man.
Yeah.
What the boss man forgot in that context or didn't lay out in that context is not only was Cooper DeJean in the second round, but he was drafted number 40 overall where the Commanders traded to the Philadelphia Eagles, the 40th overall pick, to get number 50 and to get number 53, which turned out to be Ben Sinnott at 53 and Mikey Sanristil at 50. And what CK, I think, based on a conversation that I had with him and based on the tweet, is a little bit salty about is in a blowout loss the other day in which Zach Ertz gets unfortunately really seriously hurt and is now gone for the year and probably for his career, Ben Sinnott, 13 snaps. Now, if you want to get out of the second round, also staying on offense, Bill, 7th round pick, 10 snaps. Jalen Lane, 4th round pick, 6 snaps. Okay? They targeted Brandon Coleman on the goal line play that we discussed a bunch yesterday, who wasn't even able to get activated and dressed for like 5 or 6 games this year. They brought back Noah Brown, who gets hurt getting off the trainer's table, and played him 32 snaps. Treylon Burks played 19 snaps, but Noah Brown outsnapped him 32-19. Now, Treylon Burks did outsnap Jalen Lane 19-6, right? If we're keeping the same position. The point being is the Commanders are not getting a lot of contributions from their second round picks, from their draft picks in general, from a lot of places, right? If you think about it, on Sunday, right, against the Vikings, 31-0, Jordan McGee played 35 snaps. Bobby Wagner played 64. Frankie Louvu played 64. Jordan McGee played 35. Now, some of that is situational defense. You know, you're only playing two linebackers, what have you. But to the point where you look and you say, now, I can't get Johnny Newton's snap count, but Johnny Newton, here it is. He played 23 snaps. 23 snaps. Deron Payne played 40. Javon Kinlaw played 40. Johnny Newton's playing 23. Now listen, defensive linemen rotate in all the time. But you got to get more out of the number 36 overall pick than the Commanders have been able to get. Not to mention with Mikey Sanristil's regression, and Sanristil was beaten by the tight end on the first drive in a tight window, missed a tackle on the third down touchdown to Aaron Jones in space, had a bad game on Sunday, Mikey Sanristil did, yet played the most snaps, graded out only a 44.9 per PFF. With Mikey Sanristil's regression this year, with Ben Sinnott being pretty good at blocking, but nowhere near a contributor in terms of pass catching yet, and we'll see what happens starting this Sunday, but, I mean, Colson Yankoff's getting more targets than Ben Sinnott. The point being of the tweet and the point being of the message is the Commanders are not only right now bad, really bad, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of hope. There doesn't seem to be a lot of promise. You could look at bad teams and say, they're bad. They're not good. But they're on the come. They're coming. They're right there. Like, you could look at some bad teams and say, they're right there. Like, I look at the Giants, quite honestly. They're a bad team. But they have shown signs of life. They're not good, but they have shown signs of life. The Titans at times show you some signs of life. The Saints are showing signs of life, right? The Bears at times last year showed signs of life. Are the Commanders showing any signs of life? Like, if you evaluate this 8-game losing streak, and if you evaluate the fact that they've been blown out 5 times by 20 points or more, and it, again, really should have been a 6th time this year in Green Bay, if not for a couple of extensive garbage time touchdowns. What is there to hang your hat on next year? Is there anything that you hang your hat on and feel really good about? And before you go, Jaden Daniels, really? Are we supposed to absolutely blindly believe that now? Is it, nobody's giving up on him. Nobody. But this is a major step back. This is a major regression for Jaden Daniels, Mikey Sanristil, a regression for Frankie Louvu. Yet there is progress being made, Josh Connerly, but we don't know how next year is going to turn out. So far, draft picks like Ben Sinnott, Johnny Newton, Jalen Lane have not worked out at all. Bill has regressed. I mean, there's a reason why Bill's not playing. Is there anything to hang your hat on? What are you hanging your hat on during this season of misery? 301-230-0980, your call's coming straight up. In just a moment, we'll get to Ross in Tampa first out of the leadoff spot, and then Lap and you, 301-230-0980. We're with you on the Team 980 on the radio, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. All right, so what do you want to hang your hat on moving forward into 2026? I mean, 2025 is a complete disaster. It's not only the losing. I don't even care about the losing. As we correctly said yesterday, it's the way you lose. It's the uncompetitiveness. It's the embarrassing. It's the just not showing up. I mean, I did not think this was going to happen, not only this year, but at all with this regime. And yet here we are. So now people are starting to say, hey, fire Adam Peters. Hey, fire Dan Quinn. Fire the coordinator. All that. I'm not ready to go there yet, but I need to feel good about something moving forward, and I don't know what to feel good about. I guess Josh Connerly. I think Jordan McGee, but I don't know, because they still see something that they don't necessarily love yet. I think they have something in Trey Amos, but he can't stay healthy so far. He's been banged up a lot, not just this injury. He's banged up a lot throughout camp, throughout the early part of the season. He was trying to do some research using a bunch of different websites and whatnot about most 20-plus point losses in a season. They said the Browns, or one of the sites that I was using, said the Browns lost 5 games by 20 or more points last year. I went back and I looked. Unless I counted wrong, it was only 4. But StatMuse is saying that the 2020 Lions lost the most games by 20 or more points in a season, the 2020 Lions, the 2020 Texans, and the 1979 49ers. As far as I can tell, through StatMuse and through Sumer Sports, that is the most 20-plus point losses in a season. The Commanders have 4 games left. They've already lost 5 games by 20 or more points. And it should have been 6, but it's only 5. So theoretically, if the Giants pound the Commanders this Sunday, and then the Eagles twice, and then the Cowboys, could get there, could tie an all-time record.
So this past week, you were saying that the Giants are a bigger clown show. I want you to answer that question again and put some respect on my team's name.
Oh. Wow! Wait, or are our you teams. Calling me out?
Yes, because you said our team was a bigger clown show than y'all's, and I don't think that's accurate. I don't think that's accurate at all.
Why don't we let the audience also weigh in on this? Yeah. Who's the? In addition to what in the world do you have to hang your hat on moving forward into 2026 for the Commanders? Who right now is the bigger clown show?
You
the
gonna go?
New York Giants. Or the Washington Commanders?
Are you going to go? I'm curious to hear yours.
I'm going to make people wait for the other side of the top of the hour. It's called the tease.
I mean, you've been teasing
me. My answer.
You've been teasing me for like 3 days now.
My answer coming up next. AMAC's answer. I think you know where he's going with that. We'll get an independent observer too. Cowboy B. And we'll get you involved at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Stay tight right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.